doesn't do. They take me by the
hand. In this man body, the other but it will be gone. We are under great delusion. How? Our souls are under the command of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. And outgoing faculties are drawn like anything from the outer enjoyment. So our soul, the outer expression of which is attention, that is identified with the outgoing faculty, body and outer world, so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. We say it is my body, we say it is my coat, it is my head, it is my prana, but we cannot separate us practically from us. I say this is my spectacle, I can put it out. I can say my head, I can put it out. I can say, my coat, I can put it off. Can you put it off my body? So it is we who will live in this man body. So masters come to tell us how to come out of the delusion. Moreover, the law of cause and effect, as you sow, so shall you reap, is also very much in action while on earth. And some, on account of what you forgetfulness under a great optical illusion, the old sun goes on coming and going, never ended, because we are the doer. So Master tells us what to do. He says, we must come out of this man body. O man, know thyself, who you are, what you are. All Masters in the East and the West both gave us this solution for the whole. This deception, how to come out, how to eliminate this optical deception, you say. Body is made of matter, and the soul is conscious entity. Outside world is also made of matter, both changing at the same speed as our body, and we are identified with the body so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. When two things are changing at the same speed and we are identified with it, it appears we are all stationary. How great delusion it is. Optical illusion. The only thing is we rise above body consciousness. We know ourselves, who we are, what we are. We have got the man body, we have got the intellect, but we are conscious entities. It is you and level the mind, this factory of this body. We who give strength to the outgoing faculties to see, to hear, to taste. And it is we who are controlled by those things. How pity it is. Us, what to be put before the cart. Cart is put before the horse. So Master say, unless all Masters, West, Greek philosophers said the same thing. In their own language, of course, Gnoti Theotom. Old Latin philosophers said the same thing, Gnosi Tipsum. Persian philosophers say, the ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know self. If you know so much about the physical body, so much about the intellect, and you have known little or nothing about your own self, then you are an ignorant man. It is we who are to leave the body. It is we who are living the body. And it is we who are now controlled by the body and outgoing faculty like anything. So you'll find that the parable to show that one man was praying God. Somebody asked him, what's the matter? What for you pray God? He said, last night thieves came here and took away my horse. People said, what is there to thank God? He said, I am thanking God that I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would have been taken up. I think he was very wise. He saved the rider and let the horse go. And what you have done? We have kept the horse. The rider is forgot. So Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself with all your attention from all outside and from what is below, come up to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, and your inner eye is open, the single eye, then single eye be open, thy whole body shall be full of light. Until that, the deception cannot go out. Now, of our own self, why can't we come out of this delusion, I would say? Because we are identified with the outgoing faculties, body and mind and intellect. And all practices that we follow to know God or to know self, they all relate to body, outgoing faculties, mind and intellect. So we are already identified and do practices, follow practices such which relate to those things, how can we rise above body consciousness? Some people, as you've seen, they have got some backgrounds. They see light, they hear some sound, but they go to a doctor to treat them, what is the disease? They do not know further what to do. So my point is, Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself, rise above body consciousness, you cannot know God. So to know oneself is the first step that we have to take. Other things will follow after that. So Emerson said, tap insight. And Christ also said, you know, I shall give you reborn. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, the Jewish head, who was a very learned man, came up to him saying, Lord, we are grown up people. How can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And the Christ told him, look here, you are a learned man. People respect you like anything. Don't you know that flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit? Then he said, you must be reborn. So reborn means one birth in this man body, the other birth into the beyond. These things, all masters, they told you, East or West, makes no difference. They all have the same thing to say in their own language, of course. In the East, among the Hindus, there is a custom to be twice born. Children of 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old, they are made twice born. They are given what? Gayatri Mantra. Perhaps you might have heard about it. It is a mantra considered to be the highest. That means rise above bodies, accept the ray of the sun coming up to you, and rise to the sun to be one with Sana. O Lord, direct our attention to that. That's the prayer. The children of 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old, children were made twice born. They have given this mantra. And at the same time, they have given demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness, open the single eye within or the third eye to see the light of God. The same custom even now prevails amongst the Hindus. They give the same mantra to them, but no demonstration, for want of practical people. So, practically it is something, you see, to rise above body consciousness or dying while they die. To be reborn. So, all Master says, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us those are initiated in the mystery of the beyond, their soul has the same experience, passed through the same process as a dying man while leaving the body, reverts to the back of the eyes when the eyes are upturned, and there he lives into the beyond. But in that case, the silver cord on which is based on the reaction of the past is broken. He never returns, but to die while alive, that silver cord is not broken, he has to return. Saint Paul said, I die daily. Take cross daily. All masters, Quran says, die before you actually die. Somebody reported to Prophet Muhammad, you look at is this a death which will lead us to the grave? He said, no, no, it is not such a death. It will lead you from darkness to light. The sun sets this way, rises the other way. So you got the man body, go and learn to die while alive. This is a golden opportunity you have got. Dadu, faint of the heat, also says the same, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Guru Nanak says, learn to die daily, 100 times a day, if you can, at will. All glory and beauty lies within you. Astral plane is more beautiful than the physical one, causes still more, and subtle spiritual plane is more beautiful and enchanting than the outside. Once you have a bliss of that, you won't like to return. No man doesn't dare to go beyond. Man is afraid of death. And nobody can escape death. That's the pity. All have to leave body. All saints, all incarnations, all kings, all papas, all, one and all. Everybody has to leave the body. And we also have to. You may say, Father. So, how to conquer death? You know, when there is no escape from it, then we should learn to die. But to die means to leave this physical plane, rise into the beyond. And this is what the Master gives the very first day at the time of initiation. How to rise above body cones. So such like Masters are wanted, who know of this world as well as of the beyond. Their body appears to be in the world, but their soul is the mouthpiece of God. They appear to be engaged in so many outer pursuits, but whenever they want, they rise above body consciousness and traverse into the beyond. Those who are competent to that extent, then they are competent to raise you also above body consciousness. Withdraw your attention from all outside. Take it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes and talk tendency beyond. So we are afraid of death for two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. You see? Scriptures tell us, Puranas tell us that when the soul leaves the body, it has terrible pain, like 1,000 scorpions sting together. One scorpion bites, you see, terrible pain, what to speak of 1,000 scorpions biting together. Mohammedan scriptures tell us the same thing. The soul, when it leaves the body, it experiences the same trouble, but when you put a thorny bush through the rectum, through the elementary canal, and take out from the mouth. You have seen many men dying in terrible pain. They cannot leave the body. So, but Master tell us how to rise on the very first day. Then, day-to-day practice, you feel joy to go into the beyond. Kabir says, people are afraid. One thing, no, they do not know how to leave the body. And moreover, they do not know what is the fate awaiting us after the body. Those who sit at the feet of the Masters, they know how to leave the body by regular practice. First is the demonstration given to that effect. And second, they begin to traverse into the beyond. They go jolly. I've been here twice before. I came home very jolly. I know this is a place. So it is something, sunsetting this way and rising the other way. So the Master will pray, O God, send us such like men who can take us out of the box of our body. Mola Room prays, this is the body, the prison house in which we are the prisoners. And prison is locked on all outside. How to release yourself? You can make the hole in the roof and go up. This is taking cross daily, die daily, learn before you really die, be twice born or reborn. This is a very practical thing, what is given by Master gives you a demonstration of that. And by regular practice, you rise above body consciousness, then it is a joy to die. So this is a learn to die so that you begin to live. If you sit by the feet of your Master, you will have experience of that. When you rise above body consciousness, you see some power is working. Not before. And you learn to die such a death, then you get forever lost in life. So these outer, God dwells in the temple of man body, which he has made, which he has made. God does not reside in temples made by human hands. But he does reside in the temples that he has made in the womb of the mother. So outer models of man body, temples, churches, mosques, and other holy places, they are made after the man body, model of man body, for the beginners to show that such like light and such like sound is within you, goes in within place. As long as they were practical people, they had that experience. For want of them, they have forgotten the true temple of God, and the other things which are made only for the beginners, they have taken that to be the be all and end all. So, Tulsi Sahib says very strange thing, you are the true temple of God carrying with you, and you go to the outer mass made by the hand of man. They were meant only to tell you that to show to the beginners that such like light and sound is within you. So we have respect for all outer things, they are meant for something. But unless we only stick to it and not try for which those purpose, those models were raised, and not enter into the temple of God in which we live in, also he resides. So okay, it doesn't become you. Now the point is, it is only in man body that we can realize God and know the body. That is why man body is considered to be the highest in all religion and the golden opportunity afforded to you. So why, what stands in our way to rise above body consciousness and enter into the beyond? Master says we have seen God. We are in this man, but Guru Nanak went to Persia. There Qazi Rukuddin, one the Mohammedan saint, told him, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of our father, of God. He said, yes, I've seen it. And he described this man body. He described so many limbs are there, two hands, 2 feet, there are 2 windows in the house, 2 eyes. And from above, he calls for the children, come back to their children home. So what stands in the way? They say mind stands between you and God. Your soul is under control of mind. Mind is in control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outward enjoyments. We who give strength to these things, and we are driven by that. So first thing would be how to control the mind. mind is outward, you see. I can say, if you have got a resolute will to meet God, to see God, then what you should do? First, put your step on the mind, control it, and the second step that you take, that will reach the house of your father. So mind masters came and they solved the mystery, why mind is attacked outside? How can that be done from there? So outside, you see, that's all, what you say, all bliss outside. And outside bliss is just divided in two parts. One, good scenery, beauty, the other, music of the sphere. So God has afforded you this very thing in you, more melodious, more enchanting, more beautiful. And that is what? That is the world within you. Worldless God, when came into being, into existence, that was called world, and world was in the beginning, world was with God, and world was God, and whole creation came into being after that. This also said by other scriptures, God was nameless, when it came into being, it is called Nam, and is the cause of all creation, liberating all creation, and controlling all creation. Mohammedan also say, Kalma is the cause of all creation, kun fi yukun ho gaya. Our scriptures also show, when God wanted to vanish this light, He said it came to be. So, what do these tears within us to give a contact to the mind of the divine melody and light which is within us already? The sound current and the light which is within us. So, word or nam, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. And other scriptures say, Nam is within, the very controller within us of keeping us in the body. And when you come in contact, it's light compared to thousands of suns rising together. When your third eye, single eye is open, when that is open, when your attention is withdrawn from all outside and taken up to the level of the soul at the back of the eye, there that eye opens. A very open thing. If you can do yourself, do it and see. If not, someone who is adept on the way with little word, a little way up is given and begins to see the light. Little or more, according to each man's background. And there, for the, you see, light, in light we see. And we are enveloped with light, then where to go? There the sound principle, kindness. So there are two things inside, one the sight and the other hearing, audition. So when mind gets bliss of both, it leaves all out of the enjoyment. So it is only, but how can you have this contact? It is only by being in the company of the saints that we can know the path within us and can succeed in joining the soul with the music within. He gives a contact with you. This is what is meant by initiation. He opens the inner eye to see, as I just mentioned before. I said, I have come to those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. So Master says, see and then say. That's right. If you do not see, this is just what you have read in scriptures or heard from somebody else, but you have not actually seen. Kabir says, had there been one or two, I would have explained to them, wherever I see, all are spiritually blind. So this man came to the world with, what you say, their Seals you put on the eyes and seals you put on the ears. And the masters come to open those seals from the eyes and from the ear. They begin to see and begin to hear. So that is why that is called the word, the Logos, Christ called it living water and said, that whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him as well of water springing up everlasting life. So this is water of life, or the bread of life which the Master gave, the taste of which once had by the mind, it leaves off all outer attachments and joys. Guru Nanak also said the same thing. He says, Shabd, Nam, Aligda, Aligda, it's the Aligda of Nam or Shabda within us. Muslim called it Abhi Hayat, that means water of life. And Christ has also said the same thing. You remember the one Samaritan lady who was passing by with pitcher of water over her head, and Christ wanted water from him. She, on account of inferiority complex, did not give him. He belongs to her family, I am the lower. And Christ, had she given me this water to drink, my thirst would have been satisfied for a while. Again, I would have feel thirsty. Had she come to me, I would have given him water of life, which would have satisfied all thirst forever. This is the word or noun, the outer expression of which is light and sound, that is the most bliss-giving. Among the Hindus, there is a system, you see, as a man dying, when he dies, at the deathbed, they put a candle burning on the palm of his hand and tell the dying man, look into the flame of the candle. And the mantra that they read, that in Sanskrit means, this light will go along with you. Well, the very hand and the candle both remain here. Which light goes along with us? That's the light within you that should be seen with the inner eye while alive. If you light such a candle, Guru Nanak says, that will guide you here and hereafter both. Kabir also said, there's a light is lit within you without wicket, without eye. So this is what all master and giant take heed that the light within you is not darkness. The question comes, we can have this experience, this demonstration, this capital from whom? From the saints. And how can the saints we met, the saints bring the same ancient wisdom, but they only are met when grace of God descends. You see? When God is within us, when he sees that this child is hankering after me, yearning for me like anything, he will make arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he is manifest. He is man with eyes. The man who has no eyes, how can he recognize him? But he is brought in contact with him who puts him on the way. So this is what the saints, when they come, they revive the old ancient wisdom. There's no new thing. This is the basic teachings of all masters who came in the east or the west. Both preach the same thing. Aristotle told, I heard one sound which dragged me up into the new world. Plato also said, music of the spheres. Pythagoras, music of all harmonies. Truth clothed in light. Zoroaster said the same thing. All others. So this has been the basic teachings of all masters who came in the past, east or west. These are lying in our scriptures. If you'd like to have quotations from there, I've written one book by name, word and name, Naam, from all scriptures. I've given quotations. With no rights reserved, of course, it's a gift of nature. You see? So when the masters leave, those who contact with them, they get this first-hand experience direct. When they leave the earth after all, they work while it is day. When it falls night, who can work? As Christ did say, I am the light of the world as long as I am in the world. So after the departure of saints, we forget their teachings, we forget the reality, and other saints come up to make appearance to tell us of the eternal reality and freeze us from our doubts and delusions. They come to remind us of the truth. And they are, what they say, Guru Arjan says, they are sent by God to bring back all children to home. You know, Christ and I get many sheep to look after. They don't go and die, they go and find out those who are hankering, who are yearning for God. So this is why, say, I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me the commandment, what I should do and what I should speak. They become the mouthpiece of God. They speak as inspired by God. Guru Nanak says, I see whatever He inspires me to say, I cannot utter of any word of my own. Guru Arjan says, I speak as ordered by God. The same words, of course, in their own language, they say. Kabir says, I've come from the God's house. I brought a message for you. Message of God to you, that you are all one. Your true home is the house of your Father. The man body is given to you a golden opportunity in which you can go back home. Meet some master who can guide you up about the inner way that starts when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts. In all outer things you find, we need some teacher. For the child, you see, his parents are the teacher, brother and sister are the teacher. In school, there are teachers there. In the world outside, all subjects relating to the outgoing faculties are intellect. We need somebody who is expert in that way. And this is a subject which, the ABC of which starts when you rise above body consciousness. Don't you think anybody is required? First of all, the man is required to usher you into the beyond, give a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness, and also guide further there. So this is why, what they say.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. This morning, our reader is David Halliburton. Are you there, David?
Yes, I am, John.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's fallen to me, good morning everybody, it's fallen to me to read here the last satsang for 2008, and I thought it would be appropriate to read some of Master's Christmas and New Year messages from past years, and I've found one called One Full Year Before You, and this was the Master speaking before a group of initiates on January the 1st, 1974. Let the new year start with new life, life afresh. Just review your last year and how you stand now as compared with when you started last year, 1973. Now you are starting 1974. How do you find now? Better than that date? Are you improving as compared with then? And the initiates sitting before him generally answer, yes. And Master says, that's all right. That is what is wanted. Someone asks, Master, could you please tell us something from your childhood? Master says, how will it help you? Suppose I was a naughty boy, then? The people laugh. Will you copy it? Each man has to run his own course, race. You see. Of course, some people have got their background, but that makes no difference. Those who start now go way ahead to win the first prize. They can go quicker and reach there first. They can start now. That depends on devotion, you see, and regularity, and the ruling passion you have got. Why not set an example for others? So those who have got the man body have the hereditary right, which nobody, not even the government, can take away, to know God. That depends mainly on our devotion and ruling passion. Passion not for the worldly things, but for God. That's the foremost work, the very private, personal work that you have to do. Most of us are engaged in other work. Take cross daily and rise above body consciousness. There, the ABC will start on the way up to God. Keep a note of what you are today, the first day of the year. And at the end of the year, compare how far you have progressed. If you follow it for one full year in the schools, they take 1 year to be promoted to the other higher classes, is it not? But they have to put in 5 to 5.5 hours in the school and 2 or 3 hours at home. If they are regular, they are promoted to the next higher class, those who are not sitting idle. Now a year is before you. Let us see how far you progress in this year. You should go up at least one class from where you are now to the next higher class. You work for it. It is one full year. So work in a way that you may be able to fly with the Master within to the higher planes. Have some ideal before you, that's all. In the scriptures of the Muslims, God says, God does not change the lives of anybody unless they themselves want to change. If you've got that ideal before you, God will help you. God helps those who help themselves. He is not demanding very much from you. Very much? Too much? You have one full year. From today onward, go on regularly. Put in as much time as you possibly can with due regard to your other requirements so that you may see yourself, the ideal that you are putting up before you, so that you have got an achievement. I hope you keep this in view. Are you afraid of it? Have you got the will to have that ideal before you, or no? Why are you afraid of it? The Master chuckles. As I told you, God helps those who help themselves. God also says in the Quran, those who don't want to change their lives, even God says, I cannot do it. So from today onward, you set up such a program. You may see this dream become alive, you see. It is spoken of one king, Mahmud, who invaded India 17 times and plundered and made orphans and widows and took away all the rubies and gold, etc., from India, that at the last moment of his life, he desired his ministers to just put all that he had brought from India, all the plunder, gold, rubies, silver, in heaps all around, and let him pass through that for a while and see how much he had gathered. So they did. He was looking all around those heaps of gold and emeralds and shedding tears. And one minister told him, well, king, all have to leave. It is no new thing with you. Mahmud said, all right, you remind me when I go back to the palace. And the minister thought, I will be given a very great reward. When they came back, the minister reminded him, Lord, you asked me to remind you. All right, the king ordered, send him to jail for the remainder of his life. What? What sin have I committed? The king said, when I was making orphans, widows, people penniless, why did you not remind me then? So I am telling you now, you see, he laughs, my duty is over. I told you very seriously, not joking, after due thought, due consideration. Have you heard all of this? This is a timely notice, mind that. So that's the only thing that will go along with you, this body does not go along with us. But if you have arranged something, then please do tell me too. Master chuckles. This is your work, your real personal work. This is the work you can carry with you, nothing else. So when the time of examination comes after a year, the man who has been regular throughout the year, he has no fear. And those who have not, the last month has come up, and they will work day and night worrying. There's no use. Why not start now? You've got one full year before you, is it not? 1 year, 12 months, not even one day less. Today is the first, is it not? Just start it. Always have the highest ideal before you, mind that. Don't be a mannequin. You want to jump 10 feet high, then have the ideal of 10 feet high before you. If you don't leap 10 feet high, at least you do 4 or 5 feet. Hafiz says, all right, do something, but have the highest ideal before you, not 2 feet or 3 feet. Have the highest aim and you'll jump up, if not full, at least nearing it. Always keep the highest ideal before you, then you'll do something. If you don't have very lofty goals before you, if they are average like that, you will remain where you are. You have got the man body, you see. Nand Lal, a great devotee of the 10th Guru, says, a man is really worth being called a man if he catches God. If you've got that ideal before you, then naturally you will do comparatively much better. Man-body means the highest ideal is to know God, is it not? Nothing less, nothing more. With all, in relationship to all, you are paying off debts, actions, and reactions of karma, but have that ideal. Pity it is we have got no ideal before us. The ideal should be the highest, loftiest. If we start this year with the lofty ideal, I think you'll do that. After all, those who found God, they were also men. Do you think they fell down from heaven? They were born the same way as you or me. People pray. Two students were going to school. They were late. One began to pray and run. The other sat down on the road and prayed, God, let me reach there in time. Which of the two will reach there? The first one runs also. He might be late, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But he who sits on the road and prays, oh God, that won't do. When God sees you are running, you see, he will also give you a boost. Maulana Rumi referred to a pigeon who was flying to a place of pilgrimage, Mecca, in the air. You see, pigeons fly about 60 or 80 miles an hour. And he also saw one hare also going fast. He asked him, what are you doing? The rabbit replied, well, I want to reach the place of pilgrimage, Mecca. The pigeon had pity on him. He saw him running, doing his best, so what did he do? He put him in his claws. If you are always lying on the road, who will care for you? So don't be afraid. You'll get help. The Master is seeing that you are also doing your best. Our Master used to say, I go around during the night to give grace to everybody, but all are asleep. Nevertheless, a few people are waiting for me. He goes around to shower his grace, but nobody is there to receive. So he goes around during the night, you see, taking, what would you say, the pill of everlasting life. He distributes it, and those eyes which are drowsy, they are left alone. I'm only quoting these things to give you new incentive, you see. Up. So why be like a mannequin? This is the New Year's message to you, is it not? And God also helps those, what else? Those who are helping themselves to do the best they can, and others who do not help themselves. And this message, today's message for the new year, let us see how you find yourselves at the end of the year, God willing, of course. If you are spared, then who knows? Man may be cut off at any moment. The sooner man reaches the goal, the better. Once you reach the destination, then lie down. But the man who is lying at the very start, don't forget this. I'm absorbed in the duty of Mahmud. He laughs. All right, have your breakfast. God bless you. And that's the end of one full year before you. And now I'm going to start reading the other Christmas and New Year's messages. This first one is from 1966. Dear ones, this year is going out, and the new year will soon be ushered in. The present year is gone old. Let it depart. You need not worry. It had been kind to you, not so kind as it should have been, but God willed it so. However, you must strive to be different from what you are during the present year. Strive to reach Him. Be a true devotee. Crave for blessings from the Almighty. Pray for His mercy. Promise unto Him that you will go up the divine path at any cost, and nothing shall deter you from achieving this object. The new year will be happy for you if you do not waver in the divine path or slacken your pace therein. Remain firm and go ahead, caring for none and heeding none except the One, the Master. Follow your Master with full faith embedded in your heart. If the faith in the Guru dims, the disciple falters and falls. Faith carries him forward in the regions which are otherwise impossible of traversing. This new year means a new life to me and to those who are attached to me in the noble cause of God. In this period, we have to make sacrifices which alone lead to bhakti. These sacrifices will be of one's low desires, hatred, ill will, malice, name and fame, pride, and egoistic life. Unless we are ourselves symbols of sacrifices, we cannot advance any further in the divine path. Without sacrificing all that we have, how can we reach His bhakti? New year has come. Be new. Leave the sloth of the old. Implicitly follow what is required of you. You failed to do so this year, and you suffered. The mistakes are not to be repeated. A central place of worship should be established in the east and west of the United States and everywhere, where the refreshing waters of Nam may rain forth to soothe the lacerated hearts of thousands and thousands of the grief-stricken human beings. They are unhappy because they are drifting away from Him evermore. Blessed are they who are chosen in the setup of Master's work. The Christmas and New Year is starting with happy congratulations. May your life be devoted to the service of the Lord and the Guru. May your body and mind get imbued with intense love for the Beloved. The teachings of the Masters have been, 1. He who loveth not his brother abideth in death. 2. My children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 3. Beloved, let us love one another, especially who are linked with the silken bonds of love of true brotherhood at the feet of the Master. For love is God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 4. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And 5. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The law of the kingdom is love. The entire code of conduct of one who belongs to the kingdom may be summed up in two thoughts: love of God and love of man. Let us live a new life of peace, harmony, and love. The essence of religion is love, peace, humility, service, and sympathy. Love all, not merely your relatives and friends. Love the sinner, too. Bless them that curse you. Pray like Guru Nanak: peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O God. Signed, Kirpal Singh. Master's 1968 Christmas message. Dear ones, I send you all my love and best wishes for your spiritual progress on this auspicious occasion of Christmas and New Year Day. Christmas is a festival of joy and jubilation celebrated all the world over to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. The fact that the Word, manifested at the human pole of Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt amongst us for the guidance of the bewildered humanity. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me," is the truth that applies to the followers of all true masters who visited the earth from time to time. They do not only point the way of life everlasting, but enable those who come to them to start living that life full of supreme bliss here and now. We were in the lap of God before we came to the world. They come to bring us back to Him who is life, vibration, light, and love, and can be seen with a single eye, and can be audible. There is always in the world a master. In the Bible, Luke chapter 1, verse 70, "As he speaks by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began." The scriptures are the fine records of the experience of the past masters with self and God, and to have the right interpretation thereof, we need someone who has had the same experience and also can give the demonstration thereof. So long as their experiences do not become our own experiences, we cannot be convinced. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. They are the light of the world as long as they are in the world, and it is they who select the disciples and put them on the way under the will of the Father. Those who come in their contact never walk in darkness. When they leave the world, the Christ power, God power, or Guru power working at these human poles never leaves those who come in contact with them in their lifetime till the end of the world. They advise to be still physically and mentally in meditation, and in that stillness, one becomes aware of self by rising above body consciousness, which precedes God knowledge. When a master, Word made flesh, is found, you come nearer the Word, the God into expression power, who is manifested in him. To celebrate the birthday, people at large make extra efforts to cleanse their homes of all filth, whitewash and paint them, and lights are lit. Lighting of houses is a common feature both in the East and the West. In this, the masters have a message for the spiritual benefit of humanity. You are the living temples of God, in which the light of God is effulgent to enable you to contact Him. This light and sound principle is reverberating in the temple of your body. You are to cleanse the body by keeping strict vegetarian diet, avoiding all intoxicants, and by right conduct of good living. The various human elements which distract the spirit from the God way are lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego, which are washed away by coming in contact with the light and sound principle by the grace of the Master. I would reiterate the wise counsel of Jesus Christ. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. I wish you all to live such a disciplined and regulated life which may prove as a beacon light for others. It will not only accelerate your spiritual progress, but will earn rich dividends for you by guiding the footsteps of other sincere seekers struggling for spiritual progress. You are the chosen few who have been spotted, singled out, and accepted for initiation into the mysteries of the beyond. You have to review your outgoing year and start anew with renewed zeal and enthusiasm to march ahead on the holy path in the ensuing year. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. With all love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. Now, Master's 1969 message for Christmas and New Year. I send my best wishes to each one of you on this auspicious occasion of the sweet remembrance of Lord Jesus who brought light into the world. Those who came to Him never walked in darkness. Jesus said that you should take up your cross daily so as to be reborn. To do this, the Master or Guru demonstrates the light within you at the time of initiation. The word guru means one who can give you light within. Let the year 1969 end by taking your cross daily, so that you can start the new year by taking a new birth. One birth is in the physical body, and true rebirth is into the beyond. This has also been given out by other masters to make you twice born. You are fortunate to have been taught how to take up your cross daily so as to rise above body consciousness and be reborn into the kingdom of God which is within you. Learn to stay longer in the beyond and enjoy the bliss of the kingdom of God within you. All beauty and glory lie within you. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father, each one more beautiful and glorious than the other. The macrocosm is in the microcosm. The astral plane is more beautiful and glorious than the physical plane, and the causal plane still more beautiful. The bliss and glory of the spiritual planes are even more beautiful. The masters who came spoke of all these. Saint Tulsidas says, when he transcended into the Brahmand, the macrocosm, he was very much enamored of the beauty of that place. But when he transcended and entered the pure spiritual plane, he spoke of the glory and intoxication enjoyed there, as making the other seem just like a soul was living in a latrine. These teachings of the Masters were handed down from posterity to posterity like a sealed book. For want of practical teachers, the beauty of them could not be enjoyed. You are fortunate that you have been given an access into the beyond for enjoying that bliss by rising above body consciousness or taking your cross daily. As St. Paul said, I die daily. In Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it is said, For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. You have that sonorous or ringing radiant light within you, and should enjoy it as much as you can in this physical body. Also, when a light is lit, let it not be put under a bushel, but put it in a place that will attract the eyes of those who are seeking the light. I wish you all Godspeed, the Master Power, God Power, Christ Power within you will be extending all feasible help and protection until you are completely attuned into the sweetness of your Father. With all love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. I'm going to stop there and just say, Master, thank you for this time that we have to spend together. Amen.
Thank you, David, for the wonderful readings. Excuse me a minute, I'll do a count. So today there were 65 people at the satsang. Thank you, everybody, for attending. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Now please hang up your phone.